And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And you know, Roman, this is a hornet's nest in Kansas City that the Giants are about to walk into on Sunday.
Yeah, Paul, and you know, I played there many times when I was in San Diego. There are in our division, and it's a very loud, it's a close-knit stadium, and their fans are right on top of you. And if you got a team with, you know, 15 sacks on the road, it's going to be a challenge for the team offensively.
Yeah, definitely a very, very difficult mountain for the Giants to climb. Folks, it's time for our Geico recap. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance, so visit geico.com. And for today's recap, we want to tell you that fullback John Connor, the former Jet and Bengal, has been signed to take the place of fullback Henry Hanoski, who has a bad shoulder injury and has been placed on injured reserve. Connor's a very physical player, but right now, he's about the only thing the Giants could turn to.
Well, that physicality and what John Connors brings to the table, I think Giants fans need to understand that, you know, that point of attack, you know, coming out of the backfield, you know, the position that Henry Hanoski would have occupied is what's desperately needed, especially for this decimated running game.
Yeah, they got to coach him up in a hurry. He does not have much time to get ready. Let's take a look at the injury report. And, Roman, the Giants have 5 offensive players on it and 5 defensive players on it.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, this time last week, we only had 2 people on the injury report on Wednesday, and now we've got 10. But for me, specifically the linebackers, you know, that's a position that's not very heavy on this football team. And so with Paysinger, specifically Angelquan Williams, and they are going to practice later this week, but that's really a position that I think they should we have to pay attention to, because it's not a big position.
Okay, so the Giants are 0-3 for the first time since 1996. Roman, you've played on some losing teams before, specifically when you were in Cleveland. What's the best way to dig out of it?
I think you've got to go. This isn't about, you know, making the playoffs, or this isn't about, you know, can this team. This is about winning one game, getting together, focusing on what you do well, and really going out there and executing a game plan that's going to work on Sunday. And you don't have the confidence to do things that haven't worked already. Again, you have to believe that the running game can work this week. Pass protections can improve this week. Defensively, you can attack and force a turnover this week. And you just have to believe that. And then it takes a little more digging, but I think it is possible.
Eli Manning has been sacked 11 times in 128 dropbacks. He's also thrown 7 interceptions. I maintain he's the victim of collateral damage. We know he's not playing very well. Roman, if that offensive line doesn't get it fixed in a hurry, it's going to be a big problem. David Deal, coming off that hand and thumb surgery, is going to try to practice this week. How much can he help?
Well, you just have to get Deal back to football shape. He's been out of football for a while. He's definitely out, you know, middle of preseason. But you look at these sacks, Paul, and it's always one guy getting beat, and it's always one guy, whether on the inside or Eli Manning getting pushed back between the A-gap, center, and the guards. It's always one guy. And then when that happens repetitively, then it's saying the O-line as a whole is bad. So I think it's really a physical thing, and it's a mindset that you're not going to let the guy get to the quarterback, period. And that's the mindset you're going to have going into Kansas City.
You know, when you talk about mindset, I like to talk about the replacements. You guys remember that football B-movie? A lot of fun. I've seen it 25 times. Jon Favreau, the linebacker, and Gene Hackman have that exchange
right.
on the sidelines.
Right.
And Gene goes, "Get me the ball." And Favreau goes and gets the ball and says, "Coach, I got the ball. I got the ball." They need that emotion.
Well, I think that word's been said a lot, Paul, but it's about passion, you know, and it's about execution. When you're executing well and you're feeding off the good plays, then you're playing with passion because you know what to do. You're confident. It's working on Sundays. The emotion is good for the sound bites, right? It's good for the on the sidelines, you know, NFL films or whoever they do that. But if you're not passionate and if you're not executing properly, then there will be no emotion. So it's really about passion and execution.
All right. The running game has been horrible. Only about 130 yards combined after 3 games, about 2.5 yards a carry. Do you keep feeding the ball to Wilson or Scott or Jacobs? What do you do?
Well, it was a little disheartening that a touchdown was called back by a holding call around that left side, but at least that shows you that there is a burst in the running game. It does show you that when everyone's blocked up, when everyone's strong and physical at the point of attack, that mindset, that attitude, you do have a back in David Wilson, Darrell Scott, that have a lot of speed, that can get through the line of scrimmage untouched. These guys can go for 20, 30-yard runs, so the formula's there. It just has to all come together on Sunday.
All right, now what about defensively? They gave up a lot of yards to D'Angelo Williams last week in the second half when the game got out of hand. I still think the run defense has been pretty decent, and quite frankly, the secondary hasn't been bad either, Roman. A couple of long touchdowns, again, after the game was out of reach.
Well, the interior of the defensive line, specifically, has been effective. Now, the runs have been coming around the edges, and that's also a result of just being on the field too long. I mean, the Giants defensively have been on the field, you know, 65, 75 plays, and that's going to have those breakdowns at the end and some of those long runs that we saw on Sunday.
And the killer, the Giants only have 3 quarterback sacks, tied with Pittsburgh for last in the NFL. When we come back after this timeout, we'll check in on the Kansas City Chiefs right here on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. And, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs have a familiar face on the sidelines. It's head coach Andy Reid, 14 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. His career record against the Giants, including postseason, is 17-14. There's one thing you know about Reid's teams, though, Roman. They will always play hard because they love to play for their coach.
And Tom Coughlin said that philosophically, there is a familiarity with Andy Reid and what he did in Philadelphia with some of his tendencies. But, look, everyone knows he took this job for a reason. He knew he had the personnel. He had 7 Pro Bowlers last year, and he can run his system if he had an able quarterback in Alex Smith, which he does. So Andy Reid is really at the right position for what he tries to do offensively as well.
Now, Roman, we heard Tom Coughlin mention Bob Sutton before. That's the Chiefs defensive coordinator, longtime coach with the Jets, also was a head coach at Army for a while. He runs multiple scheme, primarily a 3-4, but they've done some really crazy things. They've run 4-3s, but they've also run, check this out, a 2-3-6 defense before.
Yeah, I mean, defenses now in the NFL are predicated on just deception and trying to do different things, you know, keeping offense on their heels so that they can dictate what's going on. I mean, look at their numbers, 15 sacks, 9 takeaways. I mean, they're tops in the league in a lot of these defensive categories, and that's the reason why they're undefeated. I mean, they are playing some good, solid football on the defensive side of the ball, and they're physical. And you see, like, things like that, the tip ball, things like that happen, it always lands in their favor. When you start off hot, start off fast, I mean, that's when you know you're playing with a lot of confidence, and that's what you need in the NFL to play well is confidence.
And, you know, it's funny because they've got good players at every level of their defense, Poe up front, and then their linebackers, holy smokes, between Houston and Tamba Ali, these guys are wrecking crews.
Yeah, and again, you never know where these guys are coming from because they're lined up differently and all over the place. I mean, look at this guy, Houston. He's got 7.5 sacks in 3 games. I mean, that's on the pace for, you know, 20-plus. So, again, they're playing physical. They're playing with a lot of confidence. He's a good, solid linebacker, one of the better young linebackers in the league, and he's a reason, you know, why this defense is playing so dominant.
Yeah, don't forget Derek Johnson, been to the Pro Bowl the last 2 years, and, you know, Coach Coughlin was telling you he's a tackling machine. He's all over the place.
Yeah, Johnson and Holly last year had 19 sacks combined. So this year, you're playing some of these games where they have a lot of leads in the second half, so they're able to dial up the blitzes. They're able to really, you know, turn up the heat, so to speak, on opposing quarterbacks, opposing offenses. You know, these guys make a living in the backfield of offenses.
All right, don't forget Eric Berry, an outstanding strong safety who plays everywhere for their defense. Now, offensively, Alex Smith, the former 49ers quarterback, you heard Coach Coughlin say no interceptions so far this year. He's very careful with the ball and will not lose a game for you.
And look, Alex Smith, before he left the 49ers, was almost criticized for always playing it safe and not really going downfield. But this is where he's supposed to be, and he's playing extraordinarily well. You look at the balance that they have offensively. No turnovers is really huge. I mean, you have no turnovers, you have a higher chance of winning. But that ball control offense really plays well to Alex Smith. And obviously Jamaal Charles, who's a phenomenal running back in this league.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Charles because he's also their leading receiver. He's got 18 catches. Avery's their leading deep threat, but they don't have a lot of big play guys. Bo's been very disappointing.
Look, this offense starts and ends with Alex Smith and Jamaal Charles. 5.5 yards a carry. He's a leading rushing back and receiver on this football team. So if it goes through Jamaal Charles, if it's going to get done on Sunday.
Yeah, Jamaal Charles, again, a two-way threat, and the Giants with their banged-up defense, their banged-up linebackers, their banged-up secondary. Roman, this is going to be quite a challenge.
Well, it will be a challenge, and this is the NFL, and anything can happen on any given Sunday, and you just have to have a good mentality going into the game on Sunday.
Roman, great to see you. Folks, that'll do it for this edition of Giants Press Conference Live. We'll see you next time right here on MSG.